The thing you had going out to the back, you call that the patio?
No, no, the kitchen. You see where I got it? At the kitchen to the porch there? See where I got patio?
Yeah.
It's a little hall.
It's a little hall, like, but open up, you see? In other words, it was here. You see, here we would come out the kitchen here, you see? I made this, I went to come out here, you see? And enter the house. But this was open, you see? This was open on each side.
Was it covered?
Oh, yeah, it was covered, but it was like going, you see, here on the other side. It wasn't covered. You see?
Yeah.
This here was open, and this is the front. This would be the back. In other words, if you wanted to go to the back of the house, you would come on here, you see, in here. Of course, I remember well, you had a front door in the kitchen too, but you would go by here to go in the back, you see. This was open, and in between the kitchen and the house was open, you see.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Understand?
Yes. Well, did you have a room up underneath the top of the house?
No, not us. Some houses had it, but in that high attic up there, we didn't have anything. All we would put some stuff in there, junk as we call it, you know, something they wouldn't need, we would put it up there. But we didn't, some people had a bedroom or something up there, but we did not do.
You had an attic, though.
Yeah, it was attic-like, but it was high. The attic from the top there maybe was 12, 15 feet, you see, very high.
Yeah. And did you store, what did you store up there?
Well, something they wouldn't use every day, I might.
Junk?
Yeah, I would say junk and stuff like that.
Well, Mr. Bordelon, about the house, you said what rooms it had? It had three bedrooms?
I can't remember where, but I'm not sure. I'm sure it was three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if I can't remember where, three rooms, one in the back, where my older brother used to sleep in there. Then, I might coming up in front, must have been like a living room. And then on the right-hand side, the way you would go in, there was some other, I'm sure it was two rooms there, if I can remember well. You say it was 8 years old when we left that house. But I can remember that.
Yeah. And did it have any kind of thing running through it? Had a hall running through it of some sort?
No hall.
Oh, sorry.
It was just a partition here, you see, divided in them four parts there inside. It's like the living room and three bedroom, I can remember now.
Did the house have a back door to it?
Yeah.
I see. And was it built up off the ground? What did you have going down to the...
Well, it was built on pillars, you know. Brick pillars. Or maybe wooden pillars. I can't imagine. They made a big block that time. Then it was off the... You build them off the ground quite a bit that time, about 2 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down, you had a big, well, it all depends how many you need. Maybe it was, like at home, I'm sure we had two or three steps. I can't remember where. I remember the front step, you know, it was about 8 feet wide. You would go down the big step and you had a little railing on the side, you know, going down.
Mm-hmm. Was the porch covered?
Oh, yeah, the porch was underneath the house, you see.
Folks ever call that a gallery, or?
Yeah, a gallery or porch, either one, yeah. In French, gallery is the gallery, that's right, gallery.
I see, well, out back you had a back stoop or something like that, or...
Yeah.
They call it that?
Yeah.
And you walk down that and get to the ground?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where would you build a fire, did you?
We had a fireplace, double fireplace in the house. Now, in the house we had a brick chimney, you see that time?
Yeah.
Double fireplace, one on each side. In other words, you had like here, you had a fireplace here, and in this other room here, you could use a fireplace too, see? There was one chimney, but a double fireplace.